Today's episode of Unreasonable Down is brought to you by Omio. Omio is a travel booking platform that makes planning a journey in Europe and North America effortless. Just enter your travel details and Omio will magically give you all the train, bus, flight, and ferry options for your journey. It's never been simpler to book your first real vacation for 2021. Best of all, using Omio saves you time and money. That's a win-win in my book. Omio wants to help you leave your house this summer by offering 5% off your next booking. Just head to omio.com, O-M-I-O.com, and use the code OMIO5 at checkout, O-M-I-O, the number 5. Valid until July 31st for new users on all modes of transport. It's just the pick-me-up 2021 needs. Omio, plan, book, and love the journey. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not going to raise my voice.
Yes! I'm really good at basketball for a puppet.
What just happened?
I drink your milkshake.
What's up with those shorts? It's either super good or super bad.
Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball, starts now.
What do you want first, the good news or the bad news? All right, I'm going to start with the good news because I can't hear you. TBT was excellent. TBT came to Charleston, West Virginia. What, 14 games over four different days of basketball. It was delightful. West Virginia did great. It was great to see them on the court. They won two games this year, lost in the third to a team called Team 23. Still didn't make it less excellent. It was fantastic. Seeing the guys on the court, seeing it in Charleston, seeing other teams with their professional players, seeing all these Elam endings, and a lot of them really good, like really close games. It's awesome to see a game end with the basket. And shout out to West Virginia and John Flowers. And all the guys that played, all the guys behind the scenes, and ladies, thank you for that. Really warmed my heart. Enjoyed seeing fellow podcast people. Got to meet them in person, shake their hands. Fantastic event. Hope they do something like that in the near future. All right, now here's the bad news. The Big 12 Conference may not be a thing within 5 years. Texas and Oklahoma, they're saying, hey, SEC, can we come hang with you all? And SEC's like, yeah, sure. And so all of the reporting looks like this is a done deal. It's just a matter of when. So that, you know, we're WVU fans. We're familiar with realignment. The last time this happened in 2010, the musical chairs started, and somehow WVU found a seat at the Big 12, miraculously, weirdly. And so musical chairs starts again. So where are they going to go? Who knows? I'm sure this is a fluid situation, and we all know it's a fluid situation, and we'll find out soon enough. But I wanted to bring somebody on who follows this stuff as well. Zach Campbell, he's written for Sports Illustrated, WV. He follows this stuff. He was early on WVU, needing to try to get into the ACC. And so I brought Zach on and to kind of sound off, figure out. We don't know anything, but speculate. It's time to speculate. Where will WVU land? And so here's my interview with Zach Campbell. Hello from the Dire Prime Studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. Offseason episode 13 with Zach Campbell. Dire Prime is the lead sponsor of Unreasonable Doubt. Summer's almost here, and you know what that means. Embroidery. I don't know if embroidery has anything to do with summer, but Dyer Prime knows about embroidery, and they can help you with your embroidery needs. Embroider a hat, embroider a polo, embroider a t-shirt. Think of something that needs embroidered, Dyer Prime can do that for you. Start your summer off with embroidery with Dyer Prime, 304-767-4445, or find them on Facebook or Instagram at Dyer Prime.
Oklahoma and Texas are two of the most nationally relevant brands in the country, if not for winning, which Oklahoma is obviously known for. They've been in the playoff picture ever since the playoff system got put into place. Texas, just because they're Texas, and every year you can never get away from Texas talk, right? So them jumping ship and linking up with the SEC is going to force the hands of these other conferences. They just are.
9 seasons in the Big 12, no conference championships in basketball or football, only Eastern Standard Time team. Give me your thoughts on – all right, Zach Campbell, welcome to Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball.
Dude, thank you so much for having me on. Happy Friday.
Here's what I'm banking on, Zach, is that – they took Louisville, with love and respect to Louisville. They took Louisville, the WVU Big 12 experience the last 9 years.
Well, I think there's 2 ways to look at it. I think the first way is you can look at their body of work and say nothing really great happened and nothing really – it's vacillated between pretty good and just like kind of okay. You obviously had one – horrific football season and one pretty bad basketball season. But beyond that, West Virginia was, they had done some good things and they had been close a couple of times. They knocked on the door a couple of times. Football 2018, they're a crazy excessive blocking call away or a lost fumble away from going to Dallas, and basketball has obviously been right down the conversation, not even the conference, but nationally. So you can say, good, not great, whatever, kind of take it for what it is. But the other thing too is you have to look at taking a further step back is what Oliver Luck was able to do. And this will be a standing legacy, is that he was able to get West Virginia out of that kind of quagmire and lifted them out of that gray area and get them a home in the Big 12, you know, and get that Power 5 status when it could have been the AAC. It could have been you stay in the, you know, it could have gone so many ways, but that outcome was the absolute best outcome that could have happened to West Virginia at the time. And so you look and say, well, hey, at least we're here, right? Like at least West Virginia is here and at least they had their shots. So I think both viewpoints hold water, and that's kind of where I go back and forth from, like, what does it all mean? How is it all going to look now moving forward, wherever moving forward goes to, or what that looks like.
Yeah. No, I mean, pros and cons definitely of anything available to WVU back in 2010. It wasn't on our radar, and but yet it's turned out monetarily, especially, as a good thing. And so, but now Zach is like, okay, so what happens next? And your mind can't help. We don't know what's going to happen, but your mind starts to wander. And I'm looking at West Virginia University Twitter, and the sentiment seems to be, and some are begrudgingly thinking this, like, all right, let's knock on the ACC's door again, see if WVU can end up there. Of course, geographically, it makes sense. Our historical rivals, a lot of them are there. And if SEC goes to 16 teams, then, you know, the theory is that the other major conferences will go to a 16-team conference. ACC has 1 or 2 football spots, depending on what happens with Notre Dame. But Zach, you and I know history on WVU and the ACC. They when the ACC raided the Big East in 2005, they passed on WVU. They, in 2011, WVU was sitting there in realignment. They took a pass on WVU in 2011. So you know, two strikes, right? If the ACC is looking for new members, it's not just WVU. If this league collapses, there's seven other colleges in the mix here, and it's not a, it's a dollars thing. It's not a geography thing. I guess my question, that's a long-winded way of asking, Zach, why won't the ACC pass on WVU again? And I get the WVU side. Believe, I want, in a weird way, Pitt back in my life and Virginia Tech and Syracuse and getting the old gang back together. And I get, and geographically, and Huggins always complains about the travel in basketball season, especially football, is a little softened because it's once a week versus two or three games a week.
All right. Well, this is where I better put on my Batman armor and brace for impact or something, because I'm sure my response isn't going to get me any new fans or anything out there. But, and again, not knowing the future, you and I talked about not having a crystal ball. We don't have the gift of foresight. You know, we're not soothsayers. So it's just, you know, best educated guess at this point in time. But, and if you're the ACC and you're looking at the SEC saying, okay, well, what's to stop the SEC from going after two more teams, right? What's to stop the SEC from looking at, I think, a Florida State that is almost like would be regionally, culturally, would be a great plug-in for the SEC? Or even Clemson, what's to stop them from doing that? There's so much uncertainty. But as far as West Virginia is concerned, one thing that has happened recently is that they have, obviously with Neil Brown, with Shane Lyons coming in, massive facility upgrades, right? They're in the big leagues of college football in terms of what they have to offer from their facilities. They're recruiting at a high clip right now that never happened under Dana Holgorsen. They've completely rebranded their image. They're a whole different team than they were in 2010. And I don't think that's overstating anything. In fact, I think it's understating it. How much different the culture of the program is now than it was, you know, a decade ago when they were getting introduced to the Big 12. So if you're the ACC, you say, well, look, you spoke on, you know, the regional aspect not being a huge factor, but you plug in a team that's going to be an easy commute on conference games that have huge blood rivalries with you know, the Virginia Techs and the Pitts and the UVAs of the world, right? Border State. Why wouldn't you want that? You know, and why wouldn't you want that in your conference would be my question. Yes, the other teams you can go after, but I think right now is the time to seriously consider this. West Virginia is on its way up. Independent of what's going on with the Big 12, West Virginia internally is doing a fantastic job of raising their program up. And I think you ride the wave. Like they're just someone that you can't not consider. And for me personally, of all the options that are out there for West Virginia, the ACC makes too much sense for all the reasons I just listed. Sure. You have those built-in rivalries, the regional aspect. You're not flying, you know, 1,000 miles for your closest conference game anymore, right? And you're going to plug it in a conference that, hey, you get a shot every year at a title contender. You get a shot at Virginia Tech. You get a shot at Pitt. You get it just makes too much sense. Something happened in the last day or so. I've been off the grid.
Well, if you've been off the grid like Zach and my dog, you would know, you don't know this news about Oklahoma and Texas behind the scenes through, you know, middle people, whatever. They are pursuing an exit from the Big 12 to go to the SEC. SEC will have 16 teams. All the reporting looks like this is a done deal. God. Yes. So you're pretending, I like your bit here where you're pretending like you didn't know this. So when you heard this yesterday and the noise about this, Zach, how did you react to the news?
Oh, the utter calamity. So I'd be lying if I said I didn't see something like this on the horizon and on the near horizon. And kind of got taken to the woodshed for it, for saying this a couple months ago. feeling a little good about myself right now, because you never want to say I told you so, but no, I mean, seriously, it to see it really manifest itself and really become, you know, actually happen and transpire is a whole different order, because it's you just can't really picture a future for the Big 12 moving forward after something like this. I mean, the sun rises and sets in Big 12 country, with Oklahoma and especially Texas being the most profitable athletic department in all of college sports. It's just, it's going to create shockwaves throughout the college football landscape that we haven't even begun to see crest yet. Like we just haven't, you know. Yeah, it's
and we've seen this before as WVU fans. We saw this in 2010, the dominoes start to fall and they're not blowing us away academically. And you could argue, that's what I'm going to go to sleep hoping, is that you took Louisville that one time, you'll take WVU. But I can't argue the points that you presented, Zach. Like, those are all good things. And I would think that'd be a good thing. And with the lowering of the concern of TV viewership and more about social media and streaming, that only helps WVU's cause. It's just history has said no in the past. So it's streaming, yeah. And Louisville is the answer of how the ACC says, okay, we can do this.
Well, I was going to say, because it was from a, if TV markets were still king, right? Like, what TV market are you in? You know, there wouldn't even be an argument, because Pitt's already in the ACC. So that's the same TV market they'd capture with West Virginia, right? So that's a moot argument. But to your point, streaming now, the way people are able to watch games, where they're able to watch games, you know, West Virginia is a rabid fan base. And then the other thing too is I have pretty immense faith in Shane Lyons and what he's going to be able to do, because everything he's done since he's been in Morgantown has been an A plus in every comp from where I sit. So he's the smartest guy in the room. If you and I are sitting here talking about, if everyone else out there in their, you know, on their decks and their family rooms are talking about this right now, you can guarantee he's been on the phone with some big movers and shakers and talking about the next step. He's probably five steps ahead of all of us yokels out here. So I have great faith that he's ahead of the game and is talking to the people he needs to talk to and selling them on West Virginia. And I think it's a good sell, because I have two words for you: Neil Brown. Spend 5 minutes watching the guy, you're like, this guy's a winner. And he's going to make West Virginia a winner. Now, if you want that to be a part of your conference, now's the time, because they're going somewhere, right? Why wouldn't you have him in a place where you can plug him in with a bunch of old rivalries? That's just going to make your conference better for it.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. And that's the third thing I would go to sleep at night being hopeful for. It. I agree with you on Lyons that he's done a great job as the AD. So to get you out of here, and again, thank you, Zach, for talking this out with me, kind of talking me off the ledge. Let's go through the scenarios and let's rank them 1 to 10. We'll both do it. 1 means extremely unlikely. 10, we feel like it's a done deal. I'm going to list them, and then we're going to grade the possibilities. You ready?
Ready.
All right. WVU and the Pac-12. Or I guess it'd be the Pac-20 at that point. 1 to 10.
Can I go with a negative number? Is that impossible?
No, it's not impossible. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to go like a -2 on that one.
legitimately in the meeting room, it's like, hey, let's call the Pac-12, see if they want to be a Pac-20. So I'm going to give that a 1. WVU in the American Athletic Conference, 1 to 10.
I'm going to give that a 2.
I'm going to give it a 3, but I don't want that, and nobody wants that as a WVU fan, with love and respect to our friends to Tulane and SMU. All right, WVU in the Big Ten, 1 to 10.
I'd actually give that it's going to be like a Barstool pizza score. I'm going to give that like a 7-6.
That's fairly high.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm giving that a one.
Oh God, dude.
And here's why. I've just never
talked about this.
Of any of these conversations or speculation, it's never WVU to the Big Ten. And again, you've got rivals there. You've got Penn State, you've got Maryland, you've got our old buddy Rutgers.
Could beat Ohio State. That would be sweet.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
But I just never, it's never reach out to the Big Ten. I just don't have that in my head. But it's 7.5. Okay. I do like that. And I could picture that as being something, again, geographically and having some rivals in there. I like your 7.5 better than my one. All right. WVU in a Frankenstein Big 12, where they fill the gap with teams that are not Oklahoma and Texas, 1 to 10.
I'm so middle of the road on this. I'm going to go like a solid 5, because it's certainly not the worst possibility, but it just feels like the world's biggest compromise. And you're still stuck with all the same problems that this Big 12 has, albeit you have maybe a cleaner, more open road to a conference championship.
Yeah. Because it's the easiest option and it is a Band-Aid, I'm going to give that a 6, because it's the path of least resistance. We'll just grab other schools. All right. True. And then the last one, WVU and the ACC, 1 to 10.
I mean, that's a resounding 10, man. That is
you feel like it's a done deal. Like that. Well, that's how that goes. That's how we go.
Of course, I don't feel like it's a done deal. And, you know, we haven't even mentioned, you know, the SEC, like what if they come knocking on the door magically, but in terms of, I think what would be the most ideal, you know, culturally, regionally, just being a clean fit, it just, the ACC would feel like home for a lot of reasons. And I would be very happy with that move.
I would too, but because of history, I'm going to give, where you gave the Frankenstein Big 12 a 5, I'm going to give the ACC a 5. I hear all the good points.
Okay.
I have no idea, because I don't know what the ACC is looking for. And we'll just throw it out there. SEC 1 to 10.
I mean, for super obvious reasons, that would be somewhere between a 9 and a 10. It would, my only huge doubt, and it's a pretty huge doubt, is like, okay, hey, you're in the SEC. We got invited to the dance. We're here now. But then you look at who's in the party and you're like, all right, we thought it was hard to win a conference championship in the Big 12. Get ready for another rough ride, guys, because you think about who's in the SEC and who you got to go through. It's going to be the furthest thing from a picnic, right? And I would, very biased, I want to see West Virginia win football games.
And that's tough sled in the SEC. So the possibility of WVU in the SEC for me, I see that as a 1. It's just not. You use the term magically. And I agree with that. Like, some kind of magic would have to happen for WVU to end up in the SEC. Basketball-wise, and this is a basketball podcast, I think it would, similar to moving to the Big 12, there'd be a learning curve, but I think we could do well there. And football, there's a gigantic gap between, as well as West Virginia's progressed, there's a gap between, and we beat Tennessee a couple of years ago. We've done favorable. I think we beat Mississippi State that one year. It's not like we're over against the SEC, but having Auburn, that as your schedule.
Gave Bama a really good game down in Atlanta that I saw.
Played LSU could do that, but tough road to sled. Anyways, that's
very much.
I appreciate you talking it out with me, Zach. I feel a little bit better, man, about it. And definitely come back, man. Thanks for joining me on Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball.
Can't thank you enough, man. Would rap with you anytime, dude.
All right. Thank you.
Unreasonable Doubt is on the social media. On Instagram, at UnreasonableDoubtWV. On Twitter, at I'm Josh Witt.
on Facebook. Go to that search bar thing and type in Unreasonable Doubt. Do it. Interact with the show. Big thanks to Zach Campbell for joining me on the podcast. You can find Zach on Twitter at @zcampbell_si. Check his stuff out. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts is a good one. Spotify is a good one. Google Podcasts is a good one. Castbox. Subscribe to the podcast. If you don't see the word subscribe on the screen, maybe it says follow. Hit that button. That helps the podcast. In theory, it's going to help you listen to the podcast. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. This has been Unreasonable Doubt WVU for the 2020-2021 season. They were 19-10.